Don't try to eat Little Debbie while you're here.
Don't, no licking. No licking Little Debbie. Lick Little
Woody and Jim in the morning, totally hits 93.3. Thanks for joining us this morning. 23 days till Christmas.
Ugh. Seems really
so
fast.
It's coming so fast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A couple big special things today. They have the special election for District 7 for Congress. So if you live in District 7, go out and vote. Even if you don't live there, go out and vote. Whatever.
They won't know.
Yeah. See if they stop you. And also today is a Giving Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're supposed to remember the charity organizations after you've just spent a gazillion dollars.
Right.
That's it. We went through Thanksgiving. Screens. We did Black Friday. Then we did Small Business Saturday. Then we did Cyber Monday. Today is Giving Tuesday. Tomorrow is What Happened to My Money Wednesday.
Yeah. Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Sabrina Carpenter is doing a collab without her knowledge with the White House on the official White House TikTok as an ice commercial that features her song Juno, which is about sex positions.
Oh,
while that
gosh.
Audio is going on, people are being handcuffed.
What
are they smoking?
Pass it around.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever they're doing, we need some.
Wow. Messy.
So the Oxford Dictionary has come up with the word of the year.
Okay.
And it is rage bait.
Oh, man, we talk about that often.
Yeah. It's out there all the time. Things that are posted that are just made to make you angry.
Yep. Yeah. It's like your older brother, like, picking on you. And like, I'm not touching you. You're like, yeah.
Nailed it. That's exactly it.
Dad, he's eating in the car.
He's breathing. Get it out.
He's alive. Well, yesterday, TSA announced that they're going to be charging $45 to people who don't have a real ID. The good thing, I guess, silver lining, is you can fill out the form and pay ahead of time before you get to the airport.
Yeah, it was going to be $18, but they said, that's not enough.
No, and I thought $18 was kind of steep, so $45 sucks. It's going to go into effect February 1st. Try and get in and get a real ID before then. It's cheaper than $45, too. So.
And we have Julie on the line in Nashville. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
We're going to give you a couple packages. We grabbed a couple out of our tree here in the studio, and we're going to let you pick. Would you like package number one?
Shoebox-shaped present. It's kind of upright.
All right.
And then we have a metallic green gift bag.
Okay. Ooh. So which would you like? Would you like package number one or number two? We'll open it for you before your very ears.
We'll do two.
Two. All right.
The gift bag. All right. Pull out the tissue.
Oh, this is nice. This is vintage. This is from my garage. It's a Channel 4 Snowbird Bank.
Ooh,
wow.
You can put change in there.
Yes.
You can talk to it. You can rub it for good luck.
Yes. I'm sure Snowbird would love to be rubbed. We've worked with them before. We know that is a fact.
It's a TV weather trinket.
Yes. So you can keep Snowbird and a bank and, you know, have money for the future. Is no money in it now, but or you can trade it for what's in the other package. Which would you like to do?
Let's trade.
Trade. All right. Oh, Snowbird is sad.
All right. Let's open up the other one. And it's light.
Yes.
And it's a pair of tickets to see the Yacht Rock Review at the Ryman on Saturday, February 7th.
Woo! Nice.
So you get some dad rock concert experiences out of this.
There you go.
Well done. Happy holidays, Julie.
Wonderful. Sounds like fun.
Yay.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, and we will do this again tomorrow morning just after 7 o'clock. It's the 12 days of giveaways.
I'm feeling good, like I should. Winning door, go walk around the neighborhood.
Johnny and Nelson Janney, who live in Ohio, are foster parents, which is always a really nice thing to do.
Special people.
Yeah, if you have time and, you know, room in your home and your heart to do that, it's a wonderful thing to do. The best possible scenario is to adopt. And so they did. They decided they were going to adopt a 15-year-old boy named Chevy. They also adopted a 12-year-old boy named Caleb and 10-year-old twins named Vera and Zoe.
Wow.
They were all in the same family.
Oh.
And so they adopted all four siblings so they could stay together.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Which is
super rare to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you're adopting or the kids get to stay together.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were excited, and they say, you know, it was God's plan that they did this.
We had to go into the holidays with everybody having the same last name. That's the biggest difference, really.
It's just been a blessing.
Gotta love that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ready-made family.
Yeah.
There you are. I love that.
0 to 4 kids.
Yeah.
That's an adjustment.
No kidding. Yeah.
Really cool.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
Gina, you are about, what, 18 days away from your due date?
Yeah.
So
wild.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So today she is as long and big as a bag of clementines, like the little cuties.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oranges. Small oranges.
So
yeah.
She's growing fast.
She's, 19 inches, about 6.5 pounds. So
yes.
She'd be okay if she was delivered today.
Okay. So Gina has apps to tell her, you know, by the weeks, how big your baby is now.
Yeah.
Compared to things we see in the real world.
Yeah, they get weird. But here's another one. This is an 80s and 90s nostalgia one.
Okay.
She's as big as a Doc Martens boot.
Oh.
Ooh.
And those are pretty, I mean, those they're are substantial.
Big.
And you know what? She kicks. She's got a foot on her. So
she is a boot.
She is a boot. Yeah. She kicks me. She kicks me good. So
when is she most active?
She doesn't stop. Like even
really?
Yes, all the time. Yes, I went up to pee at like 2 a.m. this morning, and I laid back down, and she started hiccuping, and then started moving. And I'm like, "You little brat, can you just chill? I need to sleep."
You understand work hours?
Yeah, I got 2 more hours. Yeah, and they say towards the end of the third trimester, they start to get their circadian rhythm a little bit, and they start understanding kind of day and night and sleep patterns.
So
no,
wow.
She doesn't. She has no concept of being polite.
She didn't read that study.
No, she does. You know what? She probably did, but she does not care.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like,
she's the honey badger. She don't care.
She don't care. She's doing her own thing in there. So at least she's active and healthy so far. So that's all you can ask for, I guess.
Have you had any weird cravings throughout your pregnancy? Because you haven't mentioned them.
Yeah.
No, I know. I feel like all of my symptoms and things have been very weird and not typical.
Okay.
The only thing that I've really craved is pizza.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, or like fast food.
I must be pregnant too.
I know. I was like, my sister-in-law, she craved Otter Pops, you know, like the popsicles that come in the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
So she craved those. People crave pickles. Yeah, pizza. That's why I've gained 80 pounds.
When I get in Gina's good graces, give her a pizza. Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza, please.
There are popular specialty license plates in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Not where you rearrange the letters and numbers to spell something, but these are the ones with like the theme in the background
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
So I have the top three most popular plates or tags, if that's what you call them.
You ever go to renew your tags? There's so many choices.
There is.
Any guesses as to what might be near the top?
I'm going to throw the Dolly Parton one out. I see that one a lot.
She's up there, I think top five, but she's not in the top three.
I see
a lot of the Vols plates.
Same. Okay. Also, not in the top five.
All right.
So here they are.
Okay.
A number three, see this everywhere, Friends of the Smokies. It's got the little bear on it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to help, you know, the conservation of the bears and the wildlife and stuff.
Good cause.
And number two is the Don't Tread on Me license plate.
Duh. Okay.
With yellow snake. With the snake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one, I've never heard of.
Okay.
In fact, I've seen these plates, but I did not know this is what they were. They're called In the Black. And they're simply black with white letters.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. It's supposed to be a humble brag, like, I don't have any debt is what I heard.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
It's like fancy people.
The official
cool flex,
thing
bro.
For the state of Tennessee is like, I think people get him because it's cool, it's black,
yeah.
or it's Johnny Cash, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
supposedly, the money from those plates goes to an organization that educates millennial lawmakers on the importance of fiscal responsibility and don't go into debt.
Okay.
As a government.
So they get money to teach others how to...
To teach millennial leaders of a certain age about spending public money.
Interesting. I wonder where...
It's a little weird.
That is weird.
It's a little specific.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the midst of having to teach millennials how to make coffee without a Keurig, things like that.
Stop pressing a button.
Teach you how to not spend money.
I want to know.
Stay off TikTok. That's how you save money.
Right?
I want to know where these drivers are. I have not seen. Now, of course, we're going to see them
plates?
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I see them everywhere.
Yeah,
really?
I've never seen
one.
I think people get them because they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, especially dudes. Like, this is cool. Or it's slimming.
So, but how
right.
do you
think,
does this make my plate, like, my car look fat?
Do you have to show?
Black is the new plate.
Do you have to show, like, a card that says, like, I'm responsible financially, or, like, I've paid off all my debt? Like,
oh, they don't care.
How do you get one?
Give us your money.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hand them a check.
Yeah.
See, that's financially irresponsible.
Yeah.
Right. So you're almost proving the opposite if you get those plates. Because that's a stupid way to spend your money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. You blew my mind.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by the Tree Fellers. You got some trees you need out of the way. Contact Tree Fellers. They'll give you a good deal. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have a married couple ready to go at it. We have Ann and Jeff in White's Creek. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck to both of you.
Yeah, let's get to know you a little bit. Ann, what do you have a bunch of?
I'm obsessed with Harry Potter. I have a ton of Harry Potter, like, memorabilia, collectibles, that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Do you have your own wand?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have about 20 wands.
Oh, 20 wands.
Very impressive.
She's a real wizard.
What about you, Jeff? What do you have a bunch of?
Comic books.
Ooh.
Oh, good for you.
Any really, really valuable ones, or ones that you prize more than others?
Oh, yeah. Avengers number one.
Really?
Wow.
How much is that worth, do you think?
Bought it for $500. I think it's worth like $2,000 now.
Whoa.
Good for you.
All right. Good investment.
You didn't have a stepmom that sold them all at a garage sale.
Woody's personal tragedy.
Sorry,
no.
I'm triggered a little bit by that. Yeah.
Okay. Ann and Jeff, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin with multiple choice.
All right. Ann, is the winged foot of the Greek god Mercury the logo of Goodyear, Bridgestone, or Michelin tires?
I think Goodyear.
Goodyear is right.
Woo!
Good job.
Yay.
Aww. Oh, that's a supporting
for each other.
Cheering for each other. That's nice.
All right, Jeff. Do you find the new drama, The Hunting Wives, on Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime?
Hulu?
No! It's on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah, you could have screwed me on that one.
All right, you can take a big lead here, Ann. In golf, one stroke under par is called a birdie. What is one stroke over par called?
The only other word I know is a bogey.
It's a bogey.
Nice.
That's right. Yay. That's the only golf word I know.
He's so supportive of her. I love it.
Yeah,
okay, Jeff, at a formal dinner setting, where do you put the plate charger?
Well, to the right of the serving fork.
No, it's under the dinner plate.
Yeah.
Oh, I suck.
No, you don't.
No. Anne is our winner.
She
Congratulations.
Was able to use her wizard magic to win the game.
I used to win against anyone.
Good job. The magic was with you. We've got some prizes for you. Mostly ways to taunt each other.
Yes.
And can say, I won on Gender Wars. Aha. Thanks for playing with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Today is election day for District 7.
A special election.
Yes.
and it's Afton Bain versus Matt Van Epps, and right. I'm sure some other people that
right.
we've never heard of.
Yeah,
we haven't been beat over the head with as far as commercials.
I love it. On TV, they'll actually show their commercials back to back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always funny. Like, she's bad. No, he's bad. No, she's bad.
No, I'm going to show the other one
yeah.
in slow motion, in black and white.
Black and white. That yes. means they're evil.
Oh,
exactly.
God.
So, yeah, if you live in District 7 or if you live in District 12, you can. It does. It has the Hunger Games feel.
It does. Right.
But, yeah, go out and vote today and vote often.
If you can't complain
yeah.
if you don't vote.
That's right.
That's
right.
True.
But, you know, there's certain things you have to face every time you go to vote, you know.
That gauntlet of people that yeah. are, like, you know, full of buttons. Or right. people like, you know, hey, let me talk. As you're walking into the voting place,
yeah.
line,
right,
like
right.
right up to that line where they... Yeah,
where they say, you can't go any further.
Yeah.
But they have a shock collar on those people.
Yeah, the rope limit.
I don't like it, though. It's like those people that accost you at Opry Mills,
mm-hmm.
you know, like uh-huh. trying to sell you stuff, but yeah. only they're doing it with their candidate. Hey,
yeah.
hey, Fred, how
right.
are you?
Somebody walks up behind you and puts lotion on you without your permission. It says, yeah, come over to the kiosk. You get more of this goop.
Yeah.
But
that's what the politician.
That feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if the lines are too long, my theory is always that if you you want to vote, but the line is way too long and you don't have time to be there, find somebody who is voting opposite from you, because
mm-hmm.
that way you're going to be canceling out each other's votes already and just agree to both go home.
That's smart. But then yeah. you would have to ask, like, hey, who are you voting
anybody
for?
Anybody voting for the other guy? Anybody?
But you have to make sure they don't sneak back in
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, that's true.
So, yeah. Before you go home, you know, sit in the parking lot for a few minutes.
Yeah, watch them
see
leave.
If that,
right.
Make sure they leave first.
Don't make it weird. Follow each other home.
Yes. Totally Hits 93.3. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but... Little Debbie Christmas trees are having their moment this year.
The little snack cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dressed up with icing that looks like a Christmas tree.
Now, they've introduced chocolate ones this year.
Oh, really?
People have been spreading around a dip recipe. You see that all over TikTok
yeah.
of adding stuff to make it more healthy and
wow.
eating it with cookies, dipping it and stuff like that.
And it's also become the hard-to-find... Christmas gift.
See, I went to Walmart. I broke my don't ever go to Walmart rule yesterday by going to Walmart because that's where they had big light up Debbie's, little Debbie's Christmas tree, you know, ornaments. It's like the size of like a computer. It's big.
Yeah, they're like decorations.
Yeah, yeah. They're decorations. They light up. And so, you know, I saw that on TikTok and I went like, well, I have to get one of those, ironically. And so I went there and they were all sold out.
No.
I actually asked and they said, you know, where are the, do you have any of the Little Debbie light up trees? He goes, no, sorry, dude, this is Rutherford County. Obviously, we're sold out.
So it's like the Cabbage Patch doll from the
80s
yeah.
where you
oh,
just
yeah.
you have to call around.
Or the Labubus.
Find out where, yeah, the Christmas tree cake.
Yes.
Displays are.
Yes.
That's funny.
Little Debbie.
Have you guys been to the Little Debbie Park over near Chattanooga?
I had no idea that existed.
Yeah, so
no.
It opened, I guess, 2 years ago, but it's in Collegedale, Tennessee, and they have each of the Little Debbie treats
uh-huh.
as park structures. So
okay.
kids can, like, climb on the little cosmic brownies.
Oh.
Yeah, or the Nutter Butters or whatever
looking
they're called.
On your computer there, they've got the oatmeal cream pie.
Yep.
And zebra cakes.
Yeah, I think so.
Zebra cakes.
Then there's like a statue of Little Debbie with all of her treats on a plate. She kind of looks like fudge, though, so I hope kids don't try and eat her. She's like all brown. Like, she's all brown. Like, the whole thing's brown.
A warning to the kids going to that park near Chattanooga
right.
and people buying the Christmas decoration of a Little Debbie Christmas tree. Do not try to eat them.
They're
yeah.
not edible.
I'm sure they have signs warning.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Don't try to eat Little Debbie while you're here.
Don't. No licking. No licking Little
Don't
Debbie.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I have a doctor's appointment, my 37-week appointment. So
sweet.
Hopefully things are moving along.
Fingers crossed.
Yep. And then we're going to dinner for Landon's birthday. It's his birthday today. I guess I should have said that earlier.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yeah, shout out to my husband.
Happy
birthday.
Really care.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a terrible wife. So we're going to go get hibachi tonight and then go to
Ooh.
ICE. the Peanuts ice
over at Taylor Bethel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're really excited.
You have to specify it's the Peanuts ice. It's not like the people trying to round up the immigrants.
Yeah, we're not going to like a rally, ice rally or anything like that. No, we're going to go freeze our butt off. Yes.
It's an ice rally with real ice. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It's movie night at our house, so I'm making beef stew for dinner, and everybody's coming over. My wife picks the movie.
Cool. Ooh, very nice. Cool. I just heard from a girlfriend, Melissa. We won some money in the Powerball lottery.
Nice.
No way.
$7.
Let's go. You're rolling in the dough.
I have enough to buy 1.5 value meals at McDonald's.
Well, I mean, you're taking the cash option, which is only $3, and then after taxes, it's $2.
We thought about getting the payment over 20 years, so we thought that might be a little time-consuming, especially since they don't make pennies anymore.
Exactly.
Get you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.